This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. More on that one later, of course. NewCaliforniaState.com. We're going to be talking to Chris Street at the end of the the third hour, not the end of the show. I was going to say the end of the show. No, the end of the show when there's no show, we'll talk to Chris Street. Yeah, there you go. He's got a lot to say about China and what happened in the last 8 years with the Obama administration. It's going to be kind of an interesting look back into time, but Chris is going to set it. You know, Chris is one of the experts in China. He does a lot of work in that area, and we're very, very fortunate to have Chris's expertise on what's been going on, because vis-a-vis New California, he's done a lot of work for us with New California. And predicted many of the things that are happening, back there. And I say past history and how it relates to current history here in New California. Oh, did I say New California? Yes. And, of course, China plays a big role in what's happening in New California, and it certainly plays a big role in what's happened in the last 8 years. The 8 years with the Obama administration, which pretty much was a very, very dicey time for the United States of America. And we're finding out how dicey it truly was. Anyway, a lot of things going on. I'm looking at the bright, shiny front page of Drudge. It says Trump ordered attack, then pulled back. No clue what that's all about. We're going to be diving into that one. This is, of course, in regards to the drone attack. I think maybe a bluff going on here. Big red letters, though. This is the big thing. So welcome. This is going to be, of course, the Friday show. And Friday show, we always peruse the various news sites for content. And it's rich in content. Everything, every day, it just gets richer as far as I'm concerned, especially as you take a look at what's going on with state divisions. Now, it's kind of interesting, some things going on big time up in Oregon. We're going to talk about that. We're talking about having the senators in the state absenting themselves from the state. Yeah, this is a little technique that goes on in state legislatures from time to time. And if a senator doesn't want to vote on something, or if a group of senators don't want to vote on something, they just leave the state. They get out of the state. And then the governor orders them back. And they order them back by arrest. Well, you know, of course, if you leave the state, then you can't, you know, there's no jurisdiction by the other states. However, there's a little twist with the Oregon case. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, this is very, very common. This is what happened. You probably remember Wisconsin. I think it was it Wisconsin a couple years ago? They did the same thing. They took a powder, state legislators. They didn't want to vote on a certain bill. And what they did is they left the state. They went to Chicago. No criminal activity going on there. It was Governor Walker, I believe. They were trying to avoid some sort of a vote about the governor, the good governor, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some other little tidbits out there, though. We're going to be talking about that. This has huge implications. I'll tell you why. Because in the fight, in the struggle for statehood, such as what we're going through right now for New California, the birthing of a new state, really, which is what this is. We're going to go through all the pains and the struggles and the trials and the tribulations and things like that. When you go through these struggles, there's certain signposts that you start to recognize. And one of them, which was very, very clearly recognized in this case up in Oregon, is the issue that they're absenting themselves for is a cap-and-trade issue. Cap and trade, you know, California Air Resources Board, that group of people who deal with this trading of carbon credits and things like that. Well, in Oregon, the legislature, which is consists of 30 senators, you have to have a quorum to vote. You have to have a quorum, you know, minimum number of people in the building to vote. Well, my understanding is that they have 18 Democrats, and they have 12 Republicans that are senators. Well, in order to have a quorum, you have to have 20 in the room to vote, at least 20. Well, if all of a sudden the 12 Republicans decide to leave, you got 18, you don't have a quorum, and you can't vote on a bill. I mean, that's just the way it is. So the Republicans figured that out, so they took off because they did not want to vote on and have a quorum for a bill about the cap and trade issue, which is this whole carbon trading scheme that the left always has. Out here in California, we have the California Air Resources Board, and they trade carbon credits, kind of like a stock market. It's a scam. It's a total ripoff scam of the left. So it was a creation that was helped created by Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day for us. Now, these guys took off. Now, where did they learn how to do that? And this is something where they learned this. It was very, very interesting because about, I don't know, a month ago or so, and we'll get into the story when we get back from the break. Actually, we're going to do more of this in the second hour because it's going to be a lot of fun. What happened was they threatened to do this before. They said they weren't going to show up and for a vote. And so they ran and they raved, and all of a sudden, pretty soon, they came to the vote, and they were not going to vote. They were going to leave. And so finally some negotiation took place. They said, well, you know, you don't have to leave, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they settled on the resolution, but they did not vote. And what was it that they didn't want to vote for that prompted them to want to leave and absent themselves, as it's known? It was a bill on inoculations. Now, here's the kick about these senators. They're senators from the rural areas of Oregon that are doing this because they don't want to be under the heel of the urban senators from Portland, because all the other senators are from Portland, in the populated urban areas of Oregon. So we have this split between rural and urban in a huge symbolic way, which is exactly what's happened in New California, of course. New California is divided up into rural versus urban. And now you have this absenting themselves behavior. But there's more on that story. That's why we're going to come back to it. Anyway, so stay with us. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Texas Hispanic population on pace to surpass whites. Okay. Gee, I wonder why, because there's tens of thousands of them rolling in, maybe. Biden ties the segregationist senators spark campaign tension. Shocking. Does Biden have any kind of segregationist senator ties? Oh, I can't believe that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We have our Agenda 21 Radio coffee in hand. Pot uno. Okay, let's dive into this article here. This is the New York Times. We're going to get some, I believe, some audio operational here shortly. Washington. President Trump approved military strikes against Iran in retaliation for downing an American surveillance drone, but pulled back from launching then on Thursday night after a day of escalating tensions. As late as 7 p.m., military and diplomatic officials were expecting a strike. After intense discussions and debate at the White House among the president's top national security officials and congressional leaders, according to multiple senior administration officials involved in or briefed on the deliberations. Officials said the president had initially approved attacks on a handful of Iranian targets like radar and missile batteries. The operation was underway in its early stages when it was called off, a senior administration official said. Planes were in the air and ships were in position, but no missiles had been fired when word came to stand down, the official said. For Mr. Trump, judgment time is coming on how to respond to Iran. The abrupt reversal put a halt to what would have been the president's third military action against targets in the Middle East. Mr. Trump had struck twice at targets in Syria on 2017 and 18. It was not clear whether Mr. Trump simply changed his mind on the strikes or whether the administration altered course because of logistics or strategy. Okay, so big deal. And he can change his mind. You know, he's got to fight not only Iran, but the ones who want to go to war with Iran and has been doing so for a long time. It was also not clear whether the attacks might still go forward. Okay. Now, if you're Iran going, or are you just weak and you're going, like Nancy Pelosi might want to say. Now, just out of curiosity, let's see. How can we, I'm looking at my computer coordinates. And we're going to land a bombshell. Just kidding. I don't know what's going on. I'm just kidding. It's too early in the morning, right? After all, you people out on the East Coast, you've had numerous pots of coffee. We're just it's a virginal day still for us. Ah, here we go. Okay, I got the comments. Pelosi, this is a dangerous high-tension situation. U.S. planes with 35 on board spared. Drone violating or victim. Schumer, admin may bumble into war. Wire, President warned Iran of attack, then called for talks. Blink or bluff. Everybody's questioning what's going on. You heard it. You heard it. That was Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Let's have some more. Oh, man, I hope you don't mind. Trump ordered, let's get this stuff going on here. Let's go back to this. I'm more anxious to find out now more than ever because we got Pelosi making comments and Schumer. We may bumble into war. See, that is the Iranian attack, is this going to be a victory for the Democrats? Anything to take away from their problems, right? And their problems is Bill Barr. It's coming, guys. It's coming, no matter what happens with the Iranian attack, right? If there is one. If there is one, is the big question. If there is one. It says the retaliation plan was intended as a response to the shooting down of an unmanned $130 million surveillance drone, which was struck Thursday by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, according to senior administration officials who were briefed on the military planning and spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss confidential plans. You love these kind of things. The strike was set to take place just before dawn Friday in Iran to minimize the risk of Iranian military and civilians. Okay. All right. There we go. The military officials received word of a short time later after the strike was called off, at least temporarily. The possibility of a retaliatory strike hung over Washington for much of the day. Officials in both countries traded accusations about the location of the drone when it was destroyed by the surface-to-air missile launched from the Iranian coast. Along the Gulf of Oman. So it was out of the Strait of Hormuz and into the Gulf of Oman, which, you know, that dumps out into the Indian Ocean. That's the Gulf of Oman. Mr. Trump's national security advisors split about whether to respond militarily. Senior administration officials said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, the national security advisor, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, had favored a military response. But the top Pentagon officials cautioned that such an action could result in a spiraling escalation with risks for American forces in the region. Congressional leaders were briefed on the administration officials by administration officials in the Situation Room. The destruction of the drone underscored the already tense relations between the two countries after Mr. Trump's recent accusations that Iran is to blame for the explosions last week that damaged two oil tankers. Iran's announcement this week that it would soon breach one of the key limits it had to agree to in the 2015 pact intended to limit its nuclear program has also fueled tensions. Mr. Trump, who pulled the United States out of the 2015 pact, has vowed that he will not allow Tehran to build a nuclear weapon. What the argument's going on now is that, see, Mr. President, if you had just left that pact that Obama made, which guaranteed, of course, a nuclear weapon for Obama, that whole fiasco. We gave him $100-some-odd billion, right? But pallets of cash, remember that? That's what we did. Has vowed that he will not allow Tehran to have a nuclear weapon. Thursday, Trump insisted the United States unmanned surveillance aircraft was flying over international waters when it was taken down by an Iranian missile. You got to remember that it was the Obama administration that flew a perfectly good brand-new drone into Tehran. Remember that? It somehow suddenly got off course, this brand new multi-million dollar drone. And it was flown in and landed, perfect landing in Tehran. Remember that back in the day about, oh gosh, must have been 2015 or so? No collusion there. Majik Ravichi, Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, wrote in a letter to the Security Council that the drone ignored repeated radio warnings before it was downed. He said that Tehran does not seek war but is determined to vigorously defend its land and sea air, and its own land and sea and air. Congressional Democrats emerged from the president's classified briefing in the Situation Room and urged Mr. Trump to de-escalate the situation. They called on the president to seek congressional authorization before taking military action. This is a dangerous situation, Nancy. Oh, here we go. More Nancy Pelosi. We are dealing with a country that is a bad actor in the region, but have no illusions about Iran in terms of their ballistic missile transfers, about who they support in the region and the rest. That's kind of interesting. See, she needs a war. Who needs a war here now? The Democrats. They need a war to distract from all the problems. They need a war. Boy, get that president wrapped up in a war, and we can hammer him all day long. And the Iranians, they want a war, too. You got to remember something. There's one thing in play here. Like I have been saying, this war would be a complete and utter distraction away from a couple of things. The Democrats' issues with Bill Barr, and also what's going on down at the border. The largest invasion of this country in our own known history is happening right now, and it's being sponsored by the Democrats. Pelosi, don't you think they would want a distraction?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so we're switching to gears now, switching to fourth and fifth gears now. Trump confirms he called off retaliatory strike 10 minutes before the strikes. Oh, he's so weak. He is so weak, that president. But he is discerning. And he knows how to bluff, doesn't he? He knows how to bluff. And he certainly seems to do that quite well. Here we go.
American Enterprise Institute, new podcast, What the Hell is Going On? Mark, good evening to you. You've been listening to the general
good evening,
there.
Xander.
Very serious stuff. Yeah. Yes. Obviously, you heard the warning from Nancy Pelosi. We have to de-escalate the situation. She acknowledged the president does not want war here. Where does this go next, Mark?
Well, I think the president is de-escalating it. If you look at what he said that it could have been a mistake. It could have been somebody who was not coming from the top. And so a very, very measured approach to this. But what I'm really appalled by, quite frankly, Sandra, is all the people in Washington who are spending so much time trying to blame Donald Trump for this escalation of tensions. You had Joe Biden go out today and say that this is a completely self-inflicted wound. Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump didn't put a mine on a Japanese oil tanker. Donald Trump didn't shoot down a U.S. a drone. Iran did those things. And the fact is, the reason why Donald Trump has had to impose these sanctions is because of the Obama administration's nuclear deal, which what happened was when Donald Trump came into office, Iran was on the march across the Middle East, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, across the whole region. And it was fueled by the pallets of cash and billions of dollars in sanctions relief that came from that nuclear deal. The promise of the nuclear deal was it's going to improve Iran's behavior. Instead, it had the opposite effect. So what Donald Trump did is he canceled the nuclear deal and he imposed massive sanctions on the Iranian regime. Yeah. We've taken away $10 billion of their assets, and they no longer have money to fund Hamas and Hezbollah and all these terrorist groups. And so they're lashing out because they're frustrated that the Trump strategy is working.
I spoke to a member of the president's team this morning, Peter Navarro, who suggested that those sanctions, as far as they're concerned, have worked beautifully on pressuring Iran.
Yes.
As far as that criticism from the former Vice President Joe Biden, 2020 contender, here is him in his own words. President Trump's Iran strategy is a self-inflicted disaster, as you said, Mark. By walking away from diplomacy, Trump has made military conflict more likely. Another war in the Middle East is the last thing we need. So that has been some of the reaction, Mark.
Yeah, so look in the mirror, Joe. You're the one who sent, your administration is the one that sent pallets of unmarked bills to Tehran. You're the administration that lifted sanctions on the Iranian regime that has allowed them to fund Hamas, fund Hezbollah, fund all these terrorist groups, and fund their imperial expansion across the Middle East. They have never been more irresponsible than they had been in the last 2 years until Trump came in and cut off their funding. And the other thing that Trump has done, which is responsible, is that he has drawn a very clear red line. It's very interesting, you know, like Jack noted that if they did, in fact, choose this target, it was an unmanned drone. Mm-hmm. The reason is the red line that Secretary Pompeo said was if one single American is killed by either Iran or Iranian proxy, there's going to be a military response. And so you notice they didn't blow up a U.S. tanker. They tried to blow up a Japanese tanker. They didn't shut down a manned plane. They shot down an unmanned plane. They are boxed in. They're boxed in financially by the sanctions, and they're boxed in militarily by the red line that Trump has drawn.
What about some of our European allies that are still doing business with Iran? Should there be more pressure put on them?
The European businesses have been leaving Iran, and they've been cut. And these sanctions have been so effective, Sandra. $10 billion since November in Iranian revenues have been cut. We have virtually brought their oil exports down to zero. Their Bloomberg tracks the tankers leaving Iranian ports, and there have been almost none. And that means they don't have money to fund Hezbollah. They don't have money to fund Hamas. They've had to cut the budget of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian military. They are hurting, and they're unable to carry out the policies
that they
were for a long time.
Mark, tonight, on what the options are that the administration has and how they can proceed with or without Congress. The New York Times headline tear there, could Trump use 9/11 war law to bypass Congress and attack Iran? We know that this article, by the way, it explores, it questions whether or not the administration has been laying the groundwork to do just that by tying Al-Qaeda to Iran. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi walked out of that meeting making it very clear that their message was that the president can't move forward without congressional approval. What are the options the president has? Final thoughts.
Well, first of all, he's the commander in chief, and under Article 2, he has the authority to use the United States military to strike Iran if they strike us. He doesn't need to go to Congress to get authorization for that. Every president before him, from Bill Clinton to Ronald Reagan, has used American force to respond to provocations by terrorist regimes. So he doesn't need congressional authorization to strike Iran in a limited strike. And people need to understand there's a difference between a military strike and going to war. Lots of presidents have launched military strikes. Bill Clinton launched military strikes. Ronald Reagan launched military strikes on Libya, and it didn't lead to a wider war. Sometimes a military strike, when it's targeted and limited, is actually designed to increase deterrence and prevent a broader war. Mm-hmm. The danger is if we don't respond, and if we let the, if an American is killed and we don't respond, then that increases Iranian aggression across the world.
All right, we'll see where it all goes.
Okay, so Mark Thiessen, the interesting thing here is that we have a very transparent president who says, hey, we pulled it back. And again, what we're looking at here, let's put everything on the table. It's what I said at the end of the last segment. This is a perfect distraction that the Democrats need. Yeah, they're going, hey, we support the president. You know, come on. We support the president, right? Except Joe Biden, of course. He's kind of clueless. And as Mark was saying, absolutely. This is a guy who put bundles of money, their administration, bundles of money on pallets. And by the way, where did all that money go? Did it really get to Iran? Or did a part of it get to Iran and the rest not? I want you to think about that. I have no doubt that the money, over $100 billion, was picked up somewhere. Some of it probably flown into Tehran. They looked at the pallets and go, whoa, money, money. Where's the rest? You know, you got to remember something, that back in the day when the Iran-Contra thing was going on and we got involved with Iran, we pulled a fast one. We gave them parts and stuff like that for exchange of things, And the Iranians sat on the tarmac in Tehran looking at the sky going, where's the rest of the planes? And, of course, we fooled them. We didn't give them all the things we were supposed to give them. I'm saying this without looking at some script, but I remember that distinctly when that all happened. That was the Iran. This goes back to Reagan, guys. Come on, give me a break. Have we been the people that have fooled them this time, too? Has Trump fooled everybody? He goes on, he says in a tweet, he says, on Monday they shot down an unmanned drone flying in international waters. We were cocked and loaded to retaliate last night on three different sites. When I asked how many would die, 150 people, sir, said the general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it. From his tweet. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Drone, as mentioned by Jennifer. It has a maximum altitude of 60,000 feet and can fly, as she said, for up to 30 hours. Each aircraft costs around $180 million. Now, that's real money. And it has a wingspan the size of a Boeing 737. This is a significant piece of military equipment that Iran shot down. So, what should our response be? Ambassador Adam Arely, former U.S. ambassador to Bahrain and former Deputy State Department spokesman, and John Hanna, former National Security Advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney. Great to have you both here. I want to just take you back a little bit. John, we have been here before as a country with Iran. This is not the first time that there have been such kinds of provocations, a little scuffle here and there. The president saying that this could have been unintentional, though that they made a mistake. What kind of message is he sending there?
Yeah, listen, I personally think it's probably a dangerous message, Dana. What we've learned about the IRGC and the Iranian Islamic Republic is that it is always a lack of American resolve. It's American weakness, not strength, that is provocative and the most dangerous thing to do with them. This is how they roll, by sabotage, by terrorism, by proxy warfare, and by blackmail. And we've got to show them that that path of escalation against American interests is a dead end. And if they want to have any hope of getting relief from these sanctions, they've got to take the president up on his offer to go back to the negotiating table and try to get a different deal.
Adam, you know this region very well. What do you think that the Iranians are thinking right now after listening to the president?
Well, I think they're thinking that the president has basically given them a green light to attack anything they want, as long as it doesn't result in the death of an American service member or civilian. So what we've seen, not just in this attack against the drone, but over the last 2 months, is a steady stream of Iranian and Iranian proxy attacks today against U.S. targets, but before against international shipping in the Gulf of Oman. They've bombed six ships. The Houthis have bombed Saudi pipelines. They bombed a Saudi desalinization plant today. So the pattern to me is clear. Continuing attacks, absent any response from the United States. And if Trump and the administration don't do something in response to this, we're just going to see more of it.
One of the things I was wondering, John, is the last time, you know, there was all the confrontations, like back in the 1980s, right? All the way back to Operation Praying Mantis, if you want to go back that far. But there are different capabilities now. And they're invisible, and that is cyber attacks and cyber warfare. We've seen a lot of reporting about the possibility of the United States using new capabilities. I mean, isn't it possible that there might be some sort of response that we might not be able to see?
I think that's absolutely right, Dana, that the United States at this point in time, given how complicated the task is, of trying to beat the Iranians at this very dangerous game that they're experts at, of asymmetric gray zone warfare, that we've got to be looking at the full suite of options that we have available to us to push back, which includes, you know, at long last, rallying the American Congress and the international community to really isolate the Iranians diplomatically, more economic sanctions, cyber activity, covert activity, arms sales to our allies who are vulnerable to Iran, as well as, of course, having to think at the end of the day as a last resort, when we're directly challenged by Iran, to even use limited military force as necessary.
Of course, diplomacy is always preferred. And Adam, next week, there's going to be that U.S.-generated meeting of the Middle Eastern states and countries getting together. Of course, they're there to talk about Middle East peace plan, but surely this could be a topic. Do you think this is a good time to get everybody together? Or is that, well, I'm not against people talking, indeed, but I'm just wondering about the Sunni-Shia split, and are we putting ourselves in the middle of it?
Well, I think what we're seeing here, not just in terms of the attacks the conflict with Iran, but, you know, in the broader region, is a lot of the weaknesses of the Trump administration coming home to roost in this region. And by that, I mean, you know, you can't talk tough and do nothing. The problem is the lack of American follow-through in terms of taking a forceful posture has both emboldened Iran and caused concern among our allies. So whether it be in Bahrain or in other fora, I think the United States' credibility is being increasingly questioned, and with good reason.
But, John, speak to that a little bit in terms of the allies that we have. Even you had Angela Merkel of Germany this week saying the evidence looked pretty clear to her on those tankers. The president saying that, you know, we've got information, he's going to provide as much as he can. What do you think our allies' reaction will be? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, it's unclear. I mean, never underestimate the ability of Europe to appease rather than to confront an aggressor. But I think it's imperative that the administration needs to keep whacking away at our European allies in the sense of really trying to get them on board. I wish we'd deploy our most credible spokespeople on this kind of attack. That is our you know, Gina Haspel, people in the CIA who are apolitical, our generals from the Joint Chiefs of Staff who can really lay out the case that however mad they may be at Trump for leaving the nuclear deal, we cannot allow an aggressive Islamic Republic of Iran to threaten the international community and the global economy by willy-nilly kind of being able to attack global interests, American interests, with absolute impunity.
I go along with the Mark Thiessen attitude. The Iranians are desperate and suffering. And I also believe that the Democrats are desperate and suffering as well. They need the president to attack, because they can attack him for attacking. Get it? All along, you're not looking at the border. Get it? Or they're not looking at Bill Barr or listening to Bill Barr. Distractions, distractions, distractions. That's all this is about. And boy, don't the Iranians want that also. Remember, it's the Iranians who have been aiding and abetting the Venezuelans to do what? Well, to take in as many Iranian military-age men as possible since 2006. And where are they coming across? Our southern border right now. OTMs, Hondurans, Venezuelans. We'll be back.
2, 1, 1, 0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza Cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, you really have to wonder, where does all the time go? Where does all the time fly by? Well, we got a lot of things coming up in the next 2 hours here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, for all of your, all of your news needs right here. We'll take care of you, and especially with the flair given to the United Nations Agenda 21. That's what we do. We're also going to be talking a lot about New California State, a lot of things happening. We have a big thing going on in Calaveras County starting tomorrow, 8 a.m., all day long, all day strong. And Agnes Givney is going to be with us. Myself and Agnes are going to be talking about various and sundry things. One of the things we're going to be talking about is one of the resolutions that was passed at the most recent Constitutional Convention, number 4. And that resolution dealt with sanctuary states, yes. Sanctuary state status in California. And, of course, Agnes is absolutely opposed to that because she is an angel mom. Her son was killed by an illegal alien, as they say back in the day. We say illegal foreign national, but an illegal alien killed her son. And she's going to be telling her story about that and all the trials and tribulations and why we absolutely have to have no sanctuary state status in New California. That's going to be a big topic. And, of course, I'm going to be talking in general about New California and all the things that are happening up in different states like Oregon. Are they going to form a new Oregon? That's the question. We have people who want to do that. And, by the way, those of you who want to do that, just go to Sign Up Genius on the New California State website. We'll pull some things together, pull some people together if you want to start that, start it up. We have people who want to start it. It's just you got to get to a critical number of people to make it happen. That's just our criteria, and we'll help you out. Anyway, so go to that Sign Up Genius on the New California State website and sign up. Tell us, you know, what you want to do. Just pick any county you want to be in, and we'll pick it up. But tell us a little bit about yourselves, and we'll contact you anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I just want to say a shout-out to all of our esteemed, I say that, esteemed citizen journalists who contribute to this show every single day. In fact, I think we're going to dive into this thing up in Oregon in the next hour. I can't wait. I can't wait because we're going to tell some amazing stories, I think, about these people absenting themselves from the Senate. No quorum for you in Oregon. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.